Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The State Ag Development Board just recently awarded a grant of just over $1 million for 2017 to the Kentucky Dairy Development Council. KDDC's Executive Director, Maury Cox, says that group's goal is to educate and promote the dairy industry as a whole and improve economic opportunities for producers. He referred to their Market Incentive Leadership for Kentucky program, Milk.
We've had the Milk program since 2007, and it's been a partnership with the marketing organizations and buyers of milk in Kentucky over that period of time. Since that, we have distributed over $7 million to Kentucky producers in the program.
Meeting market-approved parameters in the milk program, dairy farmers can earn annual incentive rewards for up to $15,000.
One of the goals of KDDC is to improve producer competitiveness. We think it has to be done through increased production per cow, more efficiencies, and particularly in quality of milk. And so that's the primary focus, and it certainly worked. We've seen an increase in Kentucky producers of over 36% since the program was implemented in production per cow, and Kentucky is leading the Southeast in all states, 11 states, for low somatic cell counts.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We asked students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA, for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Rebuilding ag infrastructure after tobacco has essentially been the role of the Ag Development Board, investing 50% of tobacco settlement funds toward improving the ag economic landscape. KDDC came into being to be sure that dairy was a part of that. Maury Cox has an educational component of that effort. Their Young Dairy Producer Kentucky Dairy Partner Conference is on tap for February 21st, 22nd in Bowling Green with a total first-day focus on young farmers.
And then we have the Dairy Recognition Banquet that evening where we partnered with Kentucky Farm Bureau to be able to provide monetary awards for production and quality. And then the next day is the Kentucky Dairy Partners meeting where we partner with the UK College of Agriculture, Department of Ag, and Southeast United Dairy Industry to, again, bring more education to Kentucky dairy producers.
For details, go online to kydairy.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.